Right, OK, let's learn how to sing, shall we?
I don't think we'd need to learn. Have you not heard our singing this morning?
That's exactly every reason why we need to learn how to sing. Right, I would like to welcome Peter Gover from the River Tones. Hello, Peter. Come close to the microphone.
Morning, Darren.
Let me turn your microphone on. That would help as well.
That's a start.
Try that again.
How are you doing, Pete?
I'm doing fine.
Oh, hang on. Another message just came through. I'll have to get to that in a minute. Right. OK. So, there we go. This is live radio, and it's very worse today. Peter, welcome to Tone FM.
Welcome. Yeah, thank you.
So, you'd have to welcome me. I'm already here. But thank you anyway. So, the River Tones, who are you?
The River Tones Barbershop Harmony Chorus. We're based in Taunton, and we're about 30 strong, something like that. And we're singing four-part harmony. So, pretty easy to have a go at. Devilishly difficult sometimes, but there we go. We've got some people doing it. So we've got four parts to sing. We've got a melody line to sing. And then we've got the bass line, which then sings the bottom notes. We've got the baritone that will sit between the bass and the lead. And peculiar to our form of singing, barbershop, you've got a harmony part, the tenor, above the melody. So that's unusual to have a harmony part above the melody.
Hold it there. Phil, in the office, if you're listening, can you come in here with your phone, please, and video what is about to happen? Kev was trying to do it during this interview, and we need to... here we go.
I was trying.
All right, Flip will stand there in the corner. Don't mind him. All right, come a bit closer, Peter. So how long have you been barbering, then?
Too long. About 30 years now.
Why are they called barber singers? What is the whole thing?
Well, barbershop basically started...
Barbershop.
Barber sounds like he's he's cutting barnets for a living.
Well, you see, that we have to live with the stigma of people believe that we are straw boaters with a tea cloth over your arm, etc. And we're that's gone. It's years old, that is. We got some really
that's
good
traditional,
stuff.
Though, isn't it?
That's what I pictured when you said barbershop quartet. Yeah. It's,
if you go onto YouTube and put in barbershop, you'll find what it looks like now. It's a lot more modern... and we're singing more modern songs as things go on. So arranged in four parts, and it's a hobby that the average singer can take part in. That's the key thing.
So you say average.
That's us two not involved.
And do women do barbershop stuff?
Absolutely. In fact, there are two ladies' choruses in the town. That do it as well, Apple County Chorus.
And I've heard of them.
Yes.
Well, in fact,
yes.
I've met them, actually. What am I on about? Yeah, I do know who they are.
I know them, yeah. And what's called Somerset Hills. I think they might have changed their name. I'm not sure now. But there's two in town, and ladies can do it as well. And we're just in our association, we're just beginning to see the start of ladies and men singing together with purpose-built arrangements for both voices
mixing
to sing
it
together.
Up, eh?
Yeah, mixing
wow.
it up.
Wow. Yeah. And you've got a free 8-week Learn to Sing course for men, which starts next week, 13th of February, runs until April. It's at Oakwood Church Centre on Obridge Road, OK? If you want to get involved, have a look at the current issue of Tone News, because all the details are in there, and we'll post all the bits on our Facebook page and on our website as well. But I think maybe it's time to learn to sing.
I think we're there. I'm standing up ready in anticipation.
Pete, you have a colleague, Mike. Do you want to bring Mike into this? Hello, Mike. How are you, sir?
I'm all right, thank you. How are you?
Pete's a bit taller than
you. That's right, yeah.
And do you want a box to stand on?
I'm on tiptoe, thank you.
Shall I move the mic down for you?
So how long have you been singing?
I've only been a member for 4 years.
Okay, and why did you decide to join?
Well, because I basically love music, and I, you know, for anyone that wants to join, if you play a lot of sport, the camaraderie, the friendship, the adrenaline rush you get from singing is absolutely fantastic. And we got a great bunch of lads, about 40 of us. Hopefully, get some more after they learn to sing. But it's a great hobby. It's a great hobby.
What's 30, the age 30 range 20. With the youngest Ooh, to oldest singers?
I suppose late 30s, early 40s to 80s.
You do see quite a lot of elderly people get involved in these.
Yeah.
Do you ever have youngsters, like real youngsters?
We did at the last Learn to Sing. Mm. But unfortunately, they didn't stay that long. But we've got some youngsters lined up this time.
Do you think he would be?
I think Flip.
He's tall as well. He could be good.
He'd be very good at the back. I think we need to send Flip to a singing lesson and maybe join you on stage for a one-off special guest appearance.
And it's free.
Yes.
It's free.
Great.
Next time you're live, we can have a special guest, Tone FM's Philip Boss, joining you live on stage.
We've already got him doing firewalking, so we can get him doing some barbershop stuff.
I think he'll look good in the
Well, he's such a pansy. When he walks across the fire coals anyway, he's going to go, oh! It'll be practice for
him. It hurts.
He's a tenor straight away. Yeah, he needs to lose his belt off a bit.
Kill two birds with one stone, singing by firewalking.
So let's do a little bit of singing. Right, you've sent us your version of Can You Feel the Love Tonight, all right?
Yeah.
Do you want to put your headphones on? All right. And you might have to chuck your headphones.
I'm just about to go that way.
So can you give us a demonstration first of all, right? So you get yourself close to the microphone, gents. All right.
Demonstration of what?
Yeah, you're going to sing. Can you feel the love tonight? You ready?
Hang on. Can we just whittle it back a bit? Can we do something a little bit? Do you want to do that one? Because we're going to sing that, aren't we?
Later? There's an argument going on. It's like being in the recording studio with the Beatles, isn't it?
Yeah. This is only two. We sing four.
No, we've got four part harmony, so I've got two missing.
That's all right.
You've got me and Darren.
I will. Yeah. So what bit do we have to do?
You let us know, and we'll knock it out of the park.
Play that. Play what we sent in.
No, that's what I was going to do. And he just said, "Don't do it."
All right.
Get a bit closer to the microphone.
Okay,
that's it.
It's all kicking off in here, isn't it?
So what we're doing then? We're doing Can You Feel the Love Tonight, or do you want to do something else?
No, we can do that. I don't know what. Are you going to play it, are you?
Yeah.
And we're singing with it?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah. So we'll have three, four melody singers and a baritone.
Okay.
Can I be a baritone? I've got no idea what that is, but it sounds so cool.
Sing what I sing. Right.
Sing what you sing.
You've got the lyrics there, haven't
you? I've got them up on the screen, yes.
Right, okay. Right, push play. You ready? Here we go. Yeah.
There's a calm surrender to the rush of day, when the heat of the rolling world can be turned away. An enchanting moment, and it sees me. It's enough for this restless warrior just to be with you. Can you feel our love tonight? It is where we are. It's enough for this wide-eyed wanderer that we are this far.
I'm joining in now.
A rhyme and reason to the wild outdoors, when the heart of this star-crossed voyager beats in time with yours. Can you feel the love tonight? It is where we are. It's enough for this wide-eyed wanderer.
After your singing, Darren, I'm going to be very surprised.
That was brilliant. That was excellent. Oh,
it sounded great from where I was.
The thing is, these guys are professionals, and they weren't impressed with our performance there. Clearly, were you?
No, I think you know, if singing.
I got spit out.
No, singing is a physical thing that you have to warm up for. So you've put us out there on a running track, and you said go and run 100 meters without any warming up or anything else, and the voice needs to warm up before you start.
You've got to waggle your larynx, haven't you?
That's why I got my singing so bad. I've not done no warming up.
No,
clearly.
People just get straight in.
I should have done some stretching.
Yeah.
Did we forget to tell you that you were going to be singing on the radio then?
Oh, well, I brought a pitch pipe because we need a pitch pipe. So I could show
a pitch pipe as well.
What's a pitch pipe?
A pitch pipe is a circular. It looks like a round biscuit, but round the outside of it, it has the pitches of the key of C.
La.
All right. So you've got the sharps and flats in between it, and you need a key that each song has a key that's written in, and so you blow that key note, which will be do. In the song.
Do, a deer, a female deer, ray, a drop of golden sun. Me, a name, I call myself, far a long, long way to run. So, go on, a needle pulling thread. Sorry.
Well, the thing we're going to be something similar with that on the Learn to Sing, but rather than going do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, di, do,
yeah,
we're going to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. 4, 3, 2, 1, and then you can do 1, 1, 2, 1, 1, 2, 3, 2, 1, and you can play around with it rather than go do, re, mi. You can put numbers to it and then go up and down and sing bits and pieces like that. So it's to come in and do it sort of. Just have 2 bits of toast and a
Mate,
cup of coffee.
Honestly, there will be people listening to this loving this. So if you would like to get involved in this free 8-week Learn to Sing course for men, it's next Thursday.
What day?
13th of February. I was trying to say Thursday and the 13th at the same time, but it didn't work, did it? So Oakwood Church Centre, Obridge Road, all right? What sort of times does that get underway, gents?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. And you never know, you might even be part of the River Tones. Gentlemen, it's been an absolute pleasure, and you absolutely must come back.
We will. Yeah, we'll bring some more.
Yeah, bring some more next time. We'll do. We'll rig everything up out in the office.
Absolutely.
And we'll have like a proper thing going on in the office.
Yeah. Well, we could just take it to the High Street.
We'll go to the High Street as well.
Sing outdoors.
You don't.
Oh, don't sit. I'm going to get back in my cage.
Yeah, you get back in there.
Yeah.
Do as you're told.
Boom.
Shut up. Speak when you're spoken to. Gents, thanks very much. Mike and Pete from the River Tones are our guests today here at Turn of Film. I think we need to put this whole interview back on listen again.
Honestly.
Yeah.
My phone's flashing like haywire, and I don't think it's got nothing to do with their singing. I think it might have something Brilliant. To do with yours and a little bit of mine.
Excellent work.